I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Big issues, big guests. Laura Trump will join us just in a moment. Just back from Normandy. And Tuesday is the big announcement that everybody knows. President Trump announcing he's running for president again. Laura Trump joins us here in Philadelphia with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Laura, welcome back to town. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning. It's always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, Normandy had to be just a trip of a lifetime. What's your biggest takeaway? The president's speech, very emotional. But you and the family there together, what's the biggest takeaway for Laura Trump?
Well, I'll tell you, that entire trip was, I mean, just a once-in-a-lifetime trip, and I think we were all totally blown away by it. You know, I think it's hard to have heard the words that the president spoke that day and not have felt, to you know, how proud we are as a country. And, mm-hmm. and really, listen, I'm almost 7 months pregnant, but I certainly had tears in my eyes at so many points. And then you saw the veterans that came back there that fought on those hallowed grounds there 75 years ago that made the trip back. I can't imagine for them what it must have been like. But I just thought that the president was so spot on with everything that he said, with the way he delivered his remarks, with the care he took with everything, the you know, fact that our allies, Britain and France, were there alongside of us. It was just such a wonderful, heartfelt ceremony. And I think the media, even Jim Acosta, had to give President Trump credit for the great speech he gave and the way that everything was delivered. It was just a really remarkable trip. And I think that the president represented this country very well in the UK, in Normandy. I thought it was a really, really wonderful trip overall.
Now, we've been invited. The show's been invited. I don't know. It was kind of short notice to Orlando. You always want to go to Orlando on Tuesday. Will you be there and kind of set the stage when the president announces? I saw today for an arena of about 22,000, it was about 80,000 people that already wanted to get tickets.
Yes, it's going to be an amazing event on Tuesday. Well, everyone remembers the famous escalator ride that the president and first lady took in 2015 when Donald Trump announced he was running for president. So we wanted to do something, you know, that we felt was equally as exciting to kick off the 2020 campaign. And so we have so many people already that almost triple the capacity of this arena that have said we want to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great rally in Houston last year, and we thought it couldn't get much bigger than that. This is going to be even bigger. Our whole family is planning to be there. The president, the first lady, vice president, second lady. We're all so excited to get down there. And listen, I think the president's going to highlight the great things that he's been able to do for this country in the past 2.5 years. I mean, you think about the fact that in 2016, he was only a candidate. He'd been a businessman. He'd never been in politics before, but he made a lot of very big promises to people in this country and said, if you vote for me, I'm going to work hard for you and I'm going to change things and make life better for you. He's done that in so many ways. So I think he's going to talk about those great things that he's been able to do, because unfortunately, if you turn on the TV every day, Dom, you sort of miss them because the mainstream media likes to talk about other nonsense. But then he's certainly going to lay out what his plans are for the future. And if people allow him a second term in office, the things that he wants to continue doing for this country.
Well, I would say this. He's a great counter. One of his best abilities is to brand and to talk about the achievements and, in no uncertain terms, the things that he's done either in these media scrums or a formal speech. So I think he's, despite this resistance, gotten that out there. That's why even the Jim Acostas of the world, Bill Maher the other night, talks about that Trump is winning for exactly this reason. What's it like for you and the family at this point? Is it settled down, the, you know, the constant shots and that type of stuff for you? who are, you're out there campaigning, but you have a private life, too, that's intruded on by this. Don Jr. is testifying today behind closed doors with the Senate Intelligence Committee, still about the Trump Tower stuff. So it's kind of ongoing for your family.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say that that we've gotten totally used to it, because I don't know that you can ever get used to something like this. But yeah, listen, certainly there we all have moments that we find very challenging, and times where we say, gosh, I wonder what it would be like if, you know, maybe Donald Trump had run as a Democrat instead of a Republican. Would they be giving us all such a hard time? But at the end of the day, this is really bigger than any of us, and we all know that. This is about the future of this country and doing the right thing for the American people. And now we have a fighter in the White House, somebody that's standing up for the forgotten men and women all across this country, who, you know, our former president said to many of them, your manufacturing jobs are lost forever. They're never coming back. Donald Trump brought them back. Who, you know, our first African-American president did very little for the African-American communities all across this country. This president has done so much, championing HBCUs, the First Step Act, you know, opportunity zones. So this is really something that we all know, although they'll fight us every day, they'll fight the president every day. We're doing this for the right reason, and the president is doing this for the right reason. So we all sleep well at night.
Well, Laura, congratulations. Thank you. Thanks for the great work that you're doing, and have a tremendous Tuesday night. Whether we're there or not, it's going to be spectacular.
All right, we will. Thank you so much.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.